What if the exact same story that made you money yesterday is the reason you're losing money today? And the only thing that changed was one layoff announcement from a company most people had never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a hypothetical. That's exactly what happened today. And if you think this was just a tech sell-off, you haven't seen the breadth data yet.
Oh man, where do I even start with this one?
I know, right? So yesterday, AI was the growth story. NVIDIA pumped, tech-led, everyone felt smart about their positions. Then Block drops this bombshell.
40% workforce reduction.
40%. And suddenly the same AI narrative gets reframed from opportunity to displacement. Like, same machine, very different reaction depending on who's in the room.
That's such a good analogy. It's like a coffee shop celebrating a new espresso machine until the baristas realize three of them are getting replaced.
Exactly. And look at what got crushed today. This wasn't just software names. Apollo Global down 8.58%. American Express down 7.42%.
Capital One down 6.32%. These aren't tech companies.
Right. When AI displacement fears hit financial services stocks, that's the market saying this fear has left Silicon Valley and gone mainstream.
Yeah, and the financial sector overall, RSPF, cratered 2.5%. That's not a rotation, that's a rout.
The NASDAQ was only down 1.1%, which doesn't sound catastrophic, but...
But the composition of the damage tells the real story.
Exactly. Now, here's where it gets more serious. Because if this were just a tech story or just a financial sector story, we could call it a rotation and move on. But when you look at what's happening under the surface...
The breadth data.
The breadth data is ugly. And I mean, checking breadth is like checking whether a storm is hitting one neighborhood or the whole city.
And today?
Today, the whole city is getting rained on. Walk me through those numbers.
Okay, so 474 bears versus 145 bulls on the 4% scan. That's not a market on the fence.
That's a market with a clear lean.
And it's not bullish. Only 48.36% of stocks are holding their 40-day moving average. Think about that.
More than half the market is already in a short-term downtrend.
Exactly. And 57% above their 20-day SMA. But that number is eroding fast. The trend is not your friend right now.
What about the index cascade? Because that always tells you something.
S&P 500 down 0.7%. Mid-caps down 1.5%, Russell 2000 down 2.1%, small and mid-caps leading the downside.
That's classic broadening sell-off behavior.
Totally. When the little guys get hit harder, that's not rotation, that's retreat.
So if the whole market is getting hit, the obvious question is, where did the money actually go? Because in every sell-off, capital doesn't just disappear.
It moves somewhere very specific.
Right. And today it moved to some very telling places. It's like when the loud music stops at a party.
Some people head for the exit.
But others just quietly move to the corner of the room. That's what defensive rotation looks like.
So utilities up 0.8%. But here's what's interesting. 100 percentile ATR ranking at 4.91.
Wait, what does that mean exactly?
Utilities are moving with unusual force for a typically sleepy sector. That volatility reading signals institutional urgency, not casual rotation.
Huh, what about the other defensives?
Consumer staples up 1.3%, healthcare up 1.2%. The classic defensive trio is intact.
And then there's the curveball.
Energy up 1.2% with crude at 66.67, up 2.2%. But this isn't economic optimism.
Iran geopolitical tension.
Exactly. Don't confuse that green with optimism. Meanwhile, technology dropped 1.8%. The sector that was leading the rally is now leading the retreat.
So the unresolved question is whether this is healthy rotation that sets up the next leg higher, or...
Or the early stages of a risk-off exodus.
And the answer depends on what happens at the technical levels, which brings us to the chart that every serious trader was watching today.
The 50-day moving average.
Because the S&P 500 did something today that it hasn't done in weeks. Think of the 50-day moving average like a floor in a building.
Mm-hmm.
Once you fall through it, that floor becomes the ceiling you're now trying to punch back up through. And ceilings are always harder to break than floors.
The 50-day sits at 6900.47. The S&P closed below it today.
That's not a footnote.
That's a regime change in how traders will behave tomorrow. What was support is now resistance.
So what are the levels to watch?
Reclaiming 6925 would signal short-term stabilization. That's the first number to watch on any bounce attempt.
And if we don't get that bounce?
Next major support sits at 6850. If that breaks, the conversation changes significantly.
The defensive rotation story accelerates.
Right, and here's the thing. The 50-day breakdown and the breadth deterioration are two sides of the same coin. Internal damage and external technical damage telling a consistent story of a market under real stress.
So given all of this, the AI whiplash, the breadth breakdown, the defensive rotation, the technical breakdown, what does the market's own signal system say you should actually do right now?
Oh, this is the most important part, because the answer might surprise you. Only 10 continuation signals qualified today versus 123 reversal setups.
Wait, really? 123?
123 reversal setups. The market is screaming that chasing momentum is dangerous right now.
That's like a weather app showing a 92% chance of rain. You can still go outside, but...
You'd better have an umbrella and a clear exit plan.
Give me some examples of what actually qualified.
Equinix up 2.0% to $966.70 as a continuation play. AI infrastructure holding up while software collapses.
Picks and shovels over the miners.
Exactly. Then you have Ambarilab down 15.9% to $59.60 on 4.4 times volume. Classic oversold bounce setup.
But the discipline is waiting for stabilization.
Not catching the falling knife. And Zscaler down 4.34% despite solid Q2 results.
When good news can't move a stock higher?
That's the market telling you something important about risk appetite.
Here's something wild though. Block, the stock that started this whole panic, actually closed up 1.24% from its open.
Headlines and price action don't always agree.
And that gap is exactly where experienced traders live.
The market gave you 123 reasons to wait today and only 10 reasons to act. That ratio is the trade signal.
Look, the AI narrative flipped from tailwind to headwind in a single session. Breadth is deteriorating across the whole market body. The S&P broke below its 50-day moving average.
Smart money quietly repositioned into defensives.
None of that means the bull market is over, but it does mean the burden of proof has shifted to the bulls.
Watch 6925 for stabilization and 6850 as the line that changes the conversation.
Until one of those resolves, the discipline is in the waiting. Pull up your watch list tonight and ask one question for every position. Is this a continuation setup or a reversal candidate?
If you can't answer that clearly, you don't have a trade.
You have a hope. Know your levels, know your signals, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for Power Hour.